Welcome to Bird Bites, bird news from the Kauffman Museum in North Newton, Kansas, meant to focus your mind on birds when you can't be outside enjoying their visual beauty or their intriguing songs. I'm Greg Friesen, and I enjoy this opportunity to share with you my passion for birds. Spring is a time of nesting for many birds in our area. Some we see daily, or at least hear daily, while others, more secretive, hide their presence from our eyes and ears. The bird I will describe in this episode is one such bird, the barn owl. The barn owl is a bird of every continent apart from Antarctica. Of the two families of owls in North America, the barn owl is the only member of the family referred to as the monkey-faced owls. In Kansas, it is found in areas with more rangeland and less tilled acreage. This landscape supports the rodent population required by the bird. In our state, one wanting to see barn owls will do best to focus on the Red Hills of the south-central part of the state or on the very western tier of counties. The World Database of Bird Sightings out of Cornell University tends to protect locations of barn owl nests as, unfortunately, they have been falsely blamed for killing farm animals and game birds. I'll note that, while birds make up a small part of the diet of owls, by far the dominant food source for this species is voles, mice, and rats. This makes them a great asset for any farmyard. Arthur Cleveland Bent, in his book series on the birds of North America, notes that owls have always been the victims of ignorance and superstition, and have been believed to be birds of ill omen or harbingers of misfortune and death. Just as the biblical story of creation has made life difficult for snakes, these ancient myths have had an effect on owls. In an example of this, Margaret Craven, in her book I Heard the Owl Call My Name, has the owl call the name of the main character to awaken him to his impending death. I have seen few, if any, deaths associated with the presence of owls on one's property, but in any event, the owls deserve the protection afforded to them. I had a chance to see barn owls in Harvey County recently. Several years ago, a farmer called to report that while his daughter was helping feed livestock, she noticed two white birds in their large barn. He invited me out to see the birds, and I was only too happy to take him up on the invitation. As I entered the farmyard, I met the farmer and his wife, an active couple who, though showing obvious signs of aging that came from facing the daily rigors of running a large and diverse farming operation, maintained an engaging nature. The farming operation included an active program of managing livestock, as well as a focus on crops. An orchard on the southwest side of the farm balanced an aggressive and diverse grain operation, evidenced by rows of implements neatly arranged in a well-tended field. The centerpiece of the farm was a large show barn sitting next to the farm's extensive system of corrals that allowed for management of livestock. The farm dog, no doubt a purebred, a necessary part of the operation, joined the farmer and me as we entered the show barn through a side entrance and worked our way through a variety of rooms to a vantage point from which we could view a massive arena through a small opening in the wall. With some assistance, I climbed on an instrument used to transfer feed and took my first look into the arena. There, up near the top of the building, sat a pair of barn owls, side by side, silent, and seemingly unaffected by our presence. One was more white in appearance, and the other a bit more mottled in color. Both were beautiful. The following day, the farmer constructed a nest box for the owls, and together we climbed up 15 to 20 feet to a space near the top of the barn's arena where, with drill in hand, we secured the box in place. In a matter of days, the owls moved in, and year one saw the fledging of two young owls. The owls returned the following year with a clutch of three young and, the following year, a clutch of five or six owlets. Already this year, the owls appear back in the box and incubating this year's eggs. It's hard to see or hear the owls in the spring as they are highly nocturnal and, when nesting, quiet. One of the few signs of their presence is the pile of pellets on the barn floor. These pellets are about an inch in diameter and an inch and a half to 2 inches long, glossy in appearance, and filled with the hair and skeletal remains of the night's meals. Barn owls hunt at night, starting at about an hour after sunset and returning to the roost or nest an hour before sunrise. This species of owl has very good eyesight in low light, along with excellent hearing. The ears are offset both laterally and vertically, allowing the owl to approximate the location of prey, even in near absolute darkness. When it comes to selecting nest sites, barn owls have been known to select hollow trees, holes in cliffs, and buildings. Nest selection appears to be at least in part a function of what the birds knew from their being raised. In Kansas, I have seen barn owls in cutouts in cliffs, in old abandoned buildings, and, to no one's surprise, in barns. My cousins in Idaho have had barn owls nesting in openings in stacks of hay bales on their farm. In Kansas, I have seen clutch sizes ranging from 2 to 6 birds, but I heard about a clutch in Marion County with 13 young. Even with large clutches, the barn owl's secretive behaviors keep many from knowing of their presence. Barn owls have wing feathers which are frayed on the ends to avoid making noise in flight. This allows the bird to remain silent while approaching prey. Though flight is quiet, the vocal sounds made by barn owls can be loud and are not what would be called a song or even by most beautiful. The vocal sounds are described as screams, hisses, chirps, purrs, and twitters, and when one least expects it, explosive yells. I give witness to the fact that the explosive yells can lead to equally explosive yells in humans when caught off guard by the owl. Barn owls also engage in bill snapping, though I've heard less of this than the vocal sounds. In the attached recording, listen for the brief period of bill snapping early on in the midst of the loud screams. Some of the calls you will hear could pass for the substance of bad dreams. I encourage you to keep an eye out for these nocturnal birds when you're out and about, and remember them for their active role in the world around us. For though they are seldom seen, barn owls lend a wonderful, though secretive, element to the prairie landscape. Thanks for listening, and good birding.